Would everyone in the Senate gallery, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 40th Psalm we hear, I have not hidden your saving help within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your steadfast love and your faithfulness from the great congregation. Heavenly Father, we breathe a sigh of relief just thinking about your mercy towards us. Help us remember that we are recipients of your generous forgiveness, and therefore we should be quick to forgive others. We ask, O Lord, that you might calm our hearts with your grace and open our hearts to remove any hatred or resentment towards others that may exist in us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 30th day, Monday, March 7, 2022.
Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though it hadn't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 13th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce guests.
Proceed.
To my left and your right, I have Antonio Parker and Monica Butler. Monica Butler is the owner of the Butler Group Film Production Company, registered with the state of Missouri. She's worked on films such as Jurassic World, The Butler. She currently has a film on Amazon Prime, The Perfect Mate. And welcome them to the Senate.
Let's welcome Monica and Antonio to the Missouri Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, I have three groups of guests. I will go ahead and list them all at one time and ask them to all stand as I go through their names, if that's okay with you. First, I'd like to introduce our teachers here today from my district representing the MSTA. We have Jennifer Wagner on your left and my right. Jennifer Wagner, Linda Usselman, and Carlos Gumosio. We also have Kelly Perkins and Jessica Wagner. I think I doubled that one, sorry. We have these people representing Jasper County, Carthage and Webb City School Districts. My second group is the Missouri Developmental Disabilities Council staff, and their partners are here for the 21st Annual Disability Rights Day, which is tomorrow. And again, on your left and my right, we have, and please stand as I call your name, Vicki Davidson Emily Hartley, Leanne Hahn, Catherine Steger Wilson, excuse me for your name as I'm butchering them, Daniel Eads, Stacy Morris, Sarah Williamson, and Miranda Frederick. And my third group we have is the Missouri Coalition for Recovery Support Providers in Joplin. We have Teddy Steen, Jennifer Harris, and Carl Perkinson. I'd please ask somebody to make my three groups feel very welcome today here in the Capitol.
Let's welcome all of these guests from the Senate to 32nd to the Senate chamber. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone. Senator from Newton.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'm going to have to ask what order we were on as I was talking to my guests.
Senator, we are at right after concurrent resolutions. I believe you are thinking about repairing the House. Repairing the House.
Mr. President, first, I would request that we have the reports of standing committees, and I have a report on behalf of the senator from Boone.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report on behalf of the senator from Boone from the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 820, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer Senate Bill 820 as amended to the Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight?
That bill shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate recess to repair to the House of Representatives to receive the State of the Judiciary Address from Chief Justice Paul Wilson.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will recess in order to repair to the House to receive the State of the Judiciary from His Excellency Chief Judge Paul Wilson.